Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:12 afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Not a bad day. Austin's in. He will be taking a look at the forecast for this evening. Then he'll break it out down into a five-day forecast. That's coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and check out three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Okay, National Hurricane Center forecasters tracking Tropical Storm Aaron located in the Atlantic today. The official intensity forecast continues to call for Aaron to become a major hurricane this weekend. Forecasters confirm the system will eventually curve north with limited access to the U.S. coastline. There's no tropical threat to Florida as we approach this peak of hurricane season. It is time to ensure your preparedness plans are definitely in place.
Number two.
Well, FWC has approved a proposed regulated bear hunt in December. FWC's goal is to help control bear population growth before the state runs out of habitat for the species. The closest county to be included in the hunt zone is Panama City's Bay County. The West Panhandle zone of Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties are expected to be excluded from the hunt.
Number three.
Okay, City of Pensacola is preparing for the upcoming Doge visit next week. This will be very interesting. Of course, News Radio 92.3 will cover it very heavily for you. State officials want more information about the city's DEI program, excessive spending, homelessness services, and management practices. It was Representative Michelle Saltzman who invited the upcoming investigation. Florida CFO says no city or county in Florida is immune from a visit by the state Doge team, as lawmakers insist the visit is not political.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, ECUA has a public meeting coming up to discuss a proposed sewer expansion project in the West Inslee area. The project aims to extend sewer service to more homes and enhance infrastructure for local residents. ECUA says community input is important for the project's advancement, so attendees to this meeting will have the chance to learn about the expansion, ask questions, and share feedback with ECUA representatives. The meeting being held on August 21st at 6 p.m. at the First Baptist Church of Inslee.
Okay, and that Inslee situation, ECUA and providing these services has been going on for a long, long time. So if you live in the Inslee neighborhoods, I suggest and recommend you taking in that meeting. Escambia County school officials saying the first few days of class seem to have gone smoothly. School board member Kevin Adams says his phone hasn't been ringing off the hook this year.
I did get one phone call from an angry parent. You know, usually I read what's going on at each school by how many phone calls I'm getting, and then that's pretty good when you start school with thousands of teachers coming in, thousands of students, and a lot of new parents coming in elementary, middle, and high school, and no complaints. So it seems to go well.
Okay, Adams congratulated Superintendent Keith Leonard and the teachers throughout the district for a job well done. 5:15, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, wasn't too much giving us trouble last hour. A few of our usual spots, Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field, Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. We do have a new spot, though. If you are traveling on I-10 East, right as you're passing Avalon Boulevard, that's exit 22. We do have some backups in that area. Also, maybe have a little bit at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Outside of that, there's not much standing out. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Slight rainfall chances that are going to linger for the next few days. Shouldn't get any higher than 40% heading into your weekend. And as a result, we're going to see the highs creep back up. This afternoon's high, rather, was 88. Come Saturday, it's going to be sitting at a pretty toasty 93.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, 5:16, News Radio 92.3. I want to drop this in here before I talk about a terrible accident down in South Florida. Do you want to be in the movies? This is the question I wanted to throw out there at you. Now's your chance. If you want to do it, Goldman Casting needs movie extras for an upcoming project. The Mobile-based company is looking for experience. Get this, and we got a lot of them around here. Female soccer players. Want to be in the movies? You're a female soccer player between the ages of 12 and 35? Here you go. Here's your shot at stardom. Shooting begins on August 20th. Now, listen, if you're interested, I'm going to give you the email. And if you miss it and you might be driving, you can't write it down, you can text us, 850-437-1620. We'll be more than happy to give this address to you. It is Goleman Casting, G-O-L-E-M-A-N-C-A-S-T-I-N-G-S. It is goldcastingsubmit@yahoo.com. So if you miss it, we've got it for you here.
Alrighty, awesome. And the kids are back in school, and the FBI in Miami says that means children are more likely to be targeted by online groups seeking sextortion. Violent Crimes Against Children supervisor Ellie Bray says predators use social media and video gaming to reach out to the children as young as 8 years old, then coerce them to send naked photos of themselves. The FBI urges parents and guardians to have open conversations with their children about their internet use. If there are concerns, report them to local police.
All right, 517 News Radio 92.3. I told you about this. It's not a good story. A teenage girl is dead after her sister was left severely injured when their personal watercraft struck a dock along the intercoastal waterway in South Florida. Evan Brown has more from Miami.
Investigators with Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission haven't said why, but two teenage sisters visiting Fort Lauderdale from New York struck a dock while piloting their rented jet ski through the intracoastal waterway. One sister is dead, the other is in critical condition. Both were riding a single jet ski. Nobody else appears to have been involved with the Tuesday afternoon crash. The sister who was killed was 14 years old. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And a member of a national leader in school choice says Florida parents are taking their tax dollars to another place of business. As a result, Denisha Allen with the American Federation for Children says this choice has led to decreased enrollment and school closures in some districts. But ultimately, parents are able to make sure their kids get a great education with school choice available to all Florida students. Many are taking advantage this year by attending public, private, charter, and magnet schools.
All right, here's another story of concern. Florida county officials accusing a Florida county official is accused of killing his grandfather while he was in hospice care.
Good Lord.
Chris DeMio has the report.
Police say 35-year-old Christopher Balter drugged his elderly grandfather and forged paperwork to snatch his house. He was arrested after allegedly telling a friend that he killed his grandfather with prescription drugs at a home they shared in Palm Bay. An arrest affidavit says Balter told his friend his grandfather was in a vegetative state and hadn't moved or spoken in 4 days. Police say Balter, the director of planning and development for Indian River County, claims he was helping his grandfather out. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And state auditors now looking into St. Petersburg's finances. The Florida Doge will spend 2 days reviewing the city's finances following a spike in property taxes there. State CFO Blaise Ingoglia is expected to discuss the audit this afternoon.
Okay, last hour we had Todd Payne in from Pensacola International. We were talking about the TSA pre-check enrollment center active right now over at the airport. If you're a frequent flyer, you'd really need to grab onto that one. But here's another thing we talked about briefly. TSA's introduced a new family lane for children younger than 12. It's receiving a lot of positive reviews here in the state of Florida. Dana Marie McNichol is down at Orlando International Airport with the latest on this new concept.
TSA says it's not only about convenience, but giving parents a little bit of a breather. Now, the family lane isn't a requirement, just an added help to make the screening process smoother. TSA agents here take extra time to engage with kids one-on-one, walking them through the process with patience. These lanes may also see more liquids like formula, so agents are prepared to handle those with care while keeping the line moving. And it's not just the families who win, other travelers do too. Charleston, South Carolina launched their first family line later this month. There will be one in Tampa.
Alrighty, 520 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you, as per usual, this time every hour, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you love church? Ephesians 5 tells us that Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Acts 20:28 says that Christ purchased the church with his blood. 1 Timothy 3 tells us that the church is the pillar and ground of truth. So obviously, the New Testament places a huge priority on the church. If you're a Christian but not a member of a local Bible preaching church, I urge you to get involved as soon as possible. You possess unique spiritual gifts that can be used within the body of believers. Hebrews 10 tells Christians to not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. God wants us to worship Him and provoke others to love and good works. Attend a Bible-believing church this Sunday.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Are you a senior ready to downsize but not ready for assisted living? Discover the lifestyle you deserve at Tranquil Villas. This vibrant, independent senior community offers spacious, affordable apartments designed for comfort and convenience. Enjoy clubs, luncheons, walking trails, and community gatherings. It's perfect for making new friends and staying active. You'll find everything you need to live your best life. Why not schedule a tour today? Go to seniorvillas.net. That's seniorvillas.net.
Tranquil Villas, where comfort meets community.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
With the right allocations, who's fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry. She's putting up her hair. She's touring the facility and picking up slack.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. The Trump administration wins a temporary appeals court ruling over foreign aid. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
A federal appeals court is lifting a lower court ruling that had required the Trump administration to continue making foreign aid payments. Aid organizations sued, arguing President Trump is in violation of federal law by not spending money authorized by Congress. A district court judge agreed, but a ruling from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals says that decision was wrong because those aid groups cannot bring a freestanding suit, ruling instead a challenge to the federal statute must be brought by the Comptroller General, who leads the Government Accountability Office. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Okay, 525, Austin Price. Looking at the weather here coming up in just a few minutes. Let me just first, if you don't mind, jump. The markets have closed. Not a bad day. Seeing a lot of uptrends this week. Hillary Barsky has the details.
Stocks ending higher with both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching fresh record closes as a mild inflation reading is boosting hopes for the Fed to slash interest rates next month. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is calling for Fed officials to lower rates. Paramount Skydance was the best performer in the S&P 500 today with its stock surging over 36%. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech lag while healthcare advanced. The Dow winners, Sherwin-Williams, United Health Group, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, Microsoft, JPMorgan Chase, and Walmart. The Dow rising 464 points, the Nasdaq higher by 31, S&P 500 up 21. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, now 525. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. You can learn more about research, education, and support at crohnscolitisfoundation.org. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on, that at least not much that you wouldn't expect. We got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Worst looking spot outside of those couple, looks like it's going to be I-10 traveling eastbound. This is going to be if you are passing over Avalon Boulevard. That's as you pass exit 22. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Slight rainfall chances of about 30 to 40% throughout the next few days, and that's why the highs are going to creep up to 93 on your Saturday.
Okay, speaking of the weather here, Tropical Storm Aaron on track to become the year's first Atlantic hurricane as it makes its way across the Atlantic. Evan Brown has more on the report from Miami.
Tropical Storm Aaron is still quite far away out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, some 1,400 miles east of the Leeward Islands. But as it moves west and with a turn somewhat north, away from the Caribbean and in the direction of the U.S. eastern seaboard, it is forecast to grow into a hurricane before Friday and then into a major hurricane by Sunday. That means Category 3 or stronger. Its forecast tracks could still change, and it is too soon for any watches or warnings in the U.S., though your personal preparation can begin at any time. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And since we're talking about weather here, three people are dead, one missing after massive flooding in Chattanooga. 6 inches of rain fell in the area overnight and into today. Two adults and a child were killed when a tree was uprooted and fell on their SUV. The Chattanooga mayor has declared a local state of emergency and is asking the public to exercise extreme caution.
Yeah, they've had their share of wet stuff for the past couple of days. Here's a story that's going to evolve into something really big. Members of the D.C. National Guard, they are once again, back on the streets of Washington this evening. David Spunt has the latest from the nation's capital.
Guard troops took to their posts last night patrolling the streets and neighborhoods of the nation's capital. I reached out to D.C. police for some crime stats from this week and was referred to the White House press office. The White House says there were a total of 43 arrests last night. That's nearly double the previous night. We also joined Attorney General Pam Bondi exclusively as she met with some federal agents last night from the FBI, the ATF, National Guard, and Park Police, also local D.C. police officers. Jeanine Pirro, the U.S. attorney, was there as well. Now, Mayor Bowser, not a fan of using the National Guard, but her response has been somewhat measured. She held a virtual town hall last night where she did seem to up the ante in her rhetoric. But today she toned it down, thanking AG Bondi and her team. There are plenty of critics who insist the takeover, the federal takeover, has gone too far.
And the Department of Justice is accusing George Washington University of ignoring anti-Semitism on campus. The Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights made that claim in a letter to the university's president yesterday. The letter called university leaders deliberately indifferent to complaints of anti-Semitism in violation of Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The Justice Department said GWU will face sanctions unless it reaches a resolution with the government.
President Trump prepared to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday, but Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed his desire to be a part of that meeting with the two world leaders. Well, Alexandria Hoff from the White House explains why the president did not invite Zelensky to Friday's meeting.
He's seeing this as a kind of feel-out meeting. He wants to know if Putin is serious about peace and has really downplayed the idea that any major breakthrough would be coming from this summit on Friday. He wants to get a read on Putin, find out where his head is at and what direction this war is going. But following this call today with President Zelensky and European leaders, two of those leaders, the leader of France and of Germany, both said that President Trump told the group that his aim for this meeting is to obtain a ceasefire. That's, once again, according to the German chancellor and French president. And President Trump, he reiterated that this breakthrough likely wouldn't happen till a second meeting that would include Zelensky. That is, if Friday's goes well.
Okay, Santa Rosa County hosting a special career fair tomorrow aimed at military vets and their families. Been scheduled from 10 to 1 at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium in Milton. Chad Brilliante coming in at 5:35 this afternoon. Talking about that event, so hang around for that. Coming up in 5, we'll have sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin sent me in Alaska on Friday to discuss a possible peace deal between Russia and Ukraine. President Trump says he's hoping to come to an agreement to stop this war that began in 2022.
This war would have never happened if I were president. But it is what it is, and I'm here to fix it. And I'm here to stop 6,000, 7,000 people last week. 7,213 people last week were killed. Mostly soldiers.
Alaska's Governor Mike Dunleavy on the Fox News channel believes that eventually Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky needs to be included in the conversation surrounding a ceasefire agreement and that these talks should happen soon.
I hope these things move quickly. I hope so for the Ukrainian people and for others in the world.
The State Department says both the U.S. and Russia are committed to a successful meeting. America is listening to Fox News.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
All righty. NHC forecasters tracking Tropical Storm Aaron located in the Atlantic today. The official intensity forecast continues to call for Aaron to become a major hurricane this weekend. Forecasters confirmed the system will eventually curve north with limited access to the U.S. coastline, and there's no tropical threat to Florida. As we approach the climatological peak of the hurricane season, it is time to ensure your preparedness plans are in place.
Number two.
FWC has approved a proposed regulated bear hunt in December. FWC's goal is to help control bear population growth before the state runs out of habitat for the species. Closest county to be included in the bear hunt zone is Panama City's Bay County. The West Panhandle zone of Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Walton counties are expected to be excluded from the hunt.
Number three.
And the city of Pensacola preparing for the upcoming DOGE visit next week. State officials want more info about the DEI program, excessive spending, homeless services, and management practices, so on and so forth. It was actually Representative Michelle Salzman who invited the upcoming investigation. Florida CFO Blaise Ngoglia says no city or county in Florida is immune from a visit by the state DOGE team, as lawmakers insist that this visit is not political.
Okay, 535 News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on this afternoon. I do appreciate it. If you're an employer employer looking for the right candidates who are skilled, passionate, ready to contribute to your organization. Santa Rosa Economic Development is sponsoring the Honoring Our Heroes Career Fair. Who knows better about this? Chad Brilliante joining me this afternoon. He's a communications coordinator over at Escarosa. Chad, how you doing this afternoon, bud?
Chris, I'm doing great. I will not be participating in that bear hunt, though.
You have better,
like a good day to be alive.
Yes, you do. You have better things to do on your hands because this event coming up is very special, especially if you're a part of the military vet community or their families. Why is it so important for the vets to come out to this event tomorrow?
Well, you know, a lot of times it's something where you see a lot of vets transitioning from the military with their families, and they could use the military life their entire time. So having to transition is tough to know at this time that they have to go out there and really be somebody that is finding themselves and their family to be able to go out there and get a new job. And I think this gives them the opportunity, or just the opportunity to meet them, whether it's the folks out there from the National Guard or the folks that are with, you know, the Department of Corrections, jobs that they can transition in, make a good pay for their family, and stay here locally where they've born and raised.
And the first question coming to people's mind when they hear us talking about an event like this, what does it cost? Is this a free event?
It is free. I feel like Oprah giving away a car, but yeah, it's free. It's free, yeah.
Okay, so let's kind of review it and make sure everybody knows what is exactly happening tomorrow. It's at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium, and the doors open, I would think, at about 10, but for the military, it opens about an hour earlier, doesn't it?
It does, and that's the way, and it's not just for military. We are first responder, firefighters, EMTs, all of our heroes out there. You know, Chris, we know at the end of the day, getting to talk about people, and whether it's news or sports, the opportunity, the real heroes are the ones that are saving lives each and every day in this chaotic world. So we want to give back. And even if it's an hour before everything gets rolling from 10 to 1, giving them that opportunity to show up and have a first crack at one of these jobs, it's something that we can give back. But this is open for everybody. We want everybody to have the opportunity, not just the military, not just the person that is unemployed, but somebody that's looking for a new change. And we've got over 55 companies showing up tomorrow that are, you know, top notch in the community. These are leaders in the industry, and also folks that are going to be out there that have been community leaders from day one. So there's a diverse group out there, and you're going to find something for everyone.
Well, Chad, you know, and I both have spoken about events like this over the years, and I always like to really encourage people. It's the old statement. You've heard it. Dress for success. Does it apply for this meeting?
Yes. I mean, and it really depends what you want to get into. Look professional. Everybody's idea of dressing professionally, people would say my hair is unprofessional, but no matter what, in life, sometimes when you have a certain group of people that are going to go out there and make that first impression, because let's be real, regardless of what your resume looks like, how many years you've spent in college, or what you've done in your career, everybody judges everybody on that first look, that right. first impression. And if you show up with a resume, a strong handshake, look them in the eyes and say, hey, I really want this job, then you're already making a great impact. And they'll remember you. And I think that's why, Chris, you go to this event and you realize that you're out there to make that first impression. When you can go online to an Indeed, you can go and employ Florida, but the opportunity to meet, I still believe an individual in person will give you the best opportunity to find that job.
Yep, face-to-face contact will win every single time. Fantastic opportunity to find the right candidate who are passionate, skilled, and ready to contribute to a specific organization. Chad, any closing statements you want to actually add to this? Because I know you're the man and you have the facts about this event tomorrow.
Well, like I said, it's going to be from 10 to 1, 9 o'clock to 10 for the military, but 10 to 1, Santa Rosa County Auditorium. It is going to be a lot of the Santa Rosa County jobs. We work with Gambia and Santa Rosa County, but even if you don't find the job on that day, you still have an opportunity to come down to our Career Source Center on the back. Since you know that, I'll talk to your office. I'd love to help find a new job. It is truly great to go to work every day knowing that somebody's going to walk out of that door with an opportunity to find that new job and to do something for their family, their loved ones, and better their career for them.
It is always great to speak with you, Chad Brilliante, communications coordinator over at the Escarosa folks. Chad, have a great afternoon. Have a super day tomorrow at the career fair.
Thank you so much, Chris, for having me on.
All right, Chris Brilliante, Chad Brilliante on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And a ripple of anticipation moves through the ballpark with every Alonso at bat. Hoping to see some history.
And Pete drives one to deep right center field, headed back toward the wall. It's out of here! Prolific home run hitter in New York Mets history.
On SNY, Pete Alonso hit the 253rd home run of his career to move one past Darryl Strawberry for the most home runs in Mets history. Alonso then hit a second home run. 13-5, the Mets beat the Braves. New York ended a 7-game losing streak and moved within 5 games of the Phillies in the NL East. The Phils' win streak snapped at 4 games by the Reds, 6-1.
Lined up to middle. Nettles got it. Steps on second. Throw to first. It's a triple play.
Wow. A pitcher's best friend.
Shohei hits into a triple play to win the inning.
On FanDuel Sports Network West, the Angels beat the Dodgers in 10 innings, 7-6, after Ohtani had hit a tie-breaking home run of the ninth inning. His 43rd of the year, one more than Kyle Schwarber for the National League lead. The Dodgers' loss, combined with the Padres' 5-1 win over the Giants, knocked Los Angeles into a first-place tie in the NL West with San Diego. Not the only division now dead even at the top. In the American League West, the Mariners matched the Astros for first place. Seattle beat Baltimore 1-0 after Houston lost at home to Boston 14-1. Second day in a row, former Astro Alex Bregman hit a home run against his old mates. Best team in the major leagues, the Milwaukee Brewers, ran their win streak to 11 games. Brewers shut out the Pirates 14-0. Milwaukee, the first National League team in 90 years, to post 2 win streaks of at least 11 games in the same season. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Here's today's health news.
Well, more Americans say drinking alcohol is bad for them, and they don't do it anymore. Here's Chris Foster.
53% of Americans say moderate drinking is bad for their health, up from 28% 10 years ago in the latest Gallup poll. More younger adults, 2/3, are likely to say drinking is unhealthy. Half of Americans 55 or older agree. 54% of adults say they drink liquor, beer, or wine. It had been at least 60% in almost every Gallup poll since the question was first asked in 1939. In the past, younger adults were more likely to drink. Now they drink the least. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And you know, this is kind of frightening to think about. Dollar General recalling its Clover Valley instant coffee. The FDA says 3 lots of Dollar General's 8-ounce instant coffee were recalled due to the potential presence of glass fragments. After a customer raised concerns about the potential issue, the coffee was sold and distributed in all states except Hawaii and Alaska between July 9th and 21st. Customers are advised to dispose of the product and contact Dollar General for a full refund as it investigates the source of the glass.
Here's a story unrolling and unraveling in Dallas today. The owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, of course, keeping a major health scare under wraps for over a decade. Here's a story.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones tells the Dallas Morning News that he was secretly battling stage 4 skin cancer for over 10 years. But is now cancer-free thanks to an experimental drug that he says saved his life. The 82-year-old revealing that he was diagnosed with stage 4 melanoma in 2010 and underwent treatment in Houston. But now he says he has no more tumors, giving credit to a treatment of PD-1 therapy, a type of immunotherapy that helps the body's immune system fight cancer cells by blocking a protein called programmed cell death protein 1. The news follows the release of a new Netflix docuseries titled America's Team, The Gambler and His Cowboys, which details Jones's tenure as owner of the Cowboys. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
545 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Bryce looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, that's what I'd do. Let's see. One of our biggest concerns was some backups on I-10 East if you were traveling over Avalon Boulevard, passing exit 22. Luckily, it looks like all of that congestion has cleared out. Now we only have a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon and some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Both of those spots typically give us issues, so they should clear out over the course of the next 15 to 20 minutes. As for your local weather, 85 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Rainfall chances over the next few days, but it's not severe, and that's why the highs are going to creep back up to as high as 93 on your Saturday.
Okay, let me take you on a snapshot of the national picture, the middle of the week, bringing stormy conditions for some parts of the country. Well, Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz has the latest Fox weather forecast.
Strong storms likely later today and tonight across the Central Plains, as a developing cluster could produce damaging winds and isolated large hail from South Dakota to Nebraska. Scattered afternoon thunderstorms from the mid-Atlantic into New England could deliver localized damaging wind gusts. Flash flood risk is elevated in the southern and central Appalachians, where 2 to 4 inches of rain is possible. Heat and humidity build across the northeast, many spots in the upper 80s to the low 90s. And in the tropics, Tropical Storm Aaron is in the central Atlantic. It's forecast to strengthen to a hurricane by late Thursday into Friday, but no U.S. impacts are currently forecast. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, could Congress ban lawmakers from trading stocks? That's being circulated around Washington pretty heavily today. Ryan Smeltz has the details.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tells Fox's Larry Kudlow the Trump administration is behind a push to ban members of Congress from trading stocks.
This is a disgrace. There are plenty of people who go to Congress to serve their constituents, serve their country, but unfortunately there are a lot of people who go there to get rich.
A number of bills are being proposed and debated among lawmakers. Both House Speaker Mike Johnson and Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries have come out in support of a ban. Those who push back say the federal government shouldn't prevent people from making money, and with an increased cost of living and no pay increase for lawmakers, it would be difficult for people with limited means to serve in Congress. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks are rising today as CME's FedWatch tool now says traders are pricing in a nearly 94% chance of a rate cut at the Federal Reserve's September meeting. On Wall Street, the Dow gained more than 460 points, the S&P 500 both up slightly while setting fresh record highs. The communications, services, and tech sectors traded at new record highs today. Electronic Arts, Meta, and Broadcom were among those hitting record numbers, in addition to Advanced Micro Devices, Live Nation, KLA, and TKO Group. Meanwhile, shares of Paramount Skydance soared more than 40% today, placing the media company for its best day in 5 years. Across all exchanges, the shares volume for the day totaled well over 33.6 million. For context, Paramount's 30-day average volume sits at over 17.1 million. Crude oil futures currently sit under 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, during a recent interview, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth talked about an imminent change in the tone of military basic training. Kevin Yurinsky is in, has more in this Securing America.
Secretary Hegseth said the Pentagon is bringing back shark attacks, which describes when drill sergeants yell and berate new recruits, simulating chaos to see how individuals react. Hegseth explaining the change in thinking.
If you want a strong, tough military, why do you get softer at the beginning?
The secretary adding,
the tactics drill sergeants used in the 70s, 80s, 90s, they forged generations of young Americans who went and fought wars courageously.
And saying that the bottom line is,
we're making it possible to actually command decisively in the military, which is how you close with and destroy your enemy.
No word on when the change in policy may be formally adopted. Shark attacks were discontinued about 5 years ago. Kevin Yurinsky, Fox News.
And forecasts of a record corn yield this year may not be good news for Midwest farmers. The USDA released a forecast of a 16.7 billion bushels harvest yesterday, an increase of 13% from last year. But an economics professor with Iowa State University says demand hasn't kept up with yield. Chad Hart says corn prices at 2016 levels may force some farmers to sell below cost or store corn until prices rise.
Our top-selling drink makers feeling the squeeze from tariffs. Lillian Wu has more on News Radio 92.3.
Arizona Iced Tea, which has been selling its signature Tallboy cans for 99 cents, says it may have to raise prices after keeping it below a buck since the 90s. The company saying in a statement, "We're holding the line for now despite rising aluminum costs. It's particularly unfair. 80% of our canned sheet metal comes from recycled U.S. beverage cans, yet 100% of our aluminum is subject to tariffs. If pressures keep rising, we may have no choice but to adjust pricing." President Trump has maintained higher tariffs will strengthen the U.S. economy. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And Anthropic offering its conversational AI assistant Claude to the workforce of all three branches of government for $1. The move comes after OpenAI offered ChatGPT to executive branch workers for the same $1 cost. Anthropic says the offer is good for 1 year.
Okay, Fox's Hillary Barsky has tips for saving you money on helping your grown children with their finances.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. These days, many parents are supporting their adult children financially and are forking over, on average, nearly $1,500 a month. But there are ways to prepare in advance when your adult kids need your financial help. Some advisors recommend that parents fund an extra bucket, which should be in addition to budgeting for college education and their own retirement. For example, a taxable investment account doesn't have the same withdrawal restrictions as a 401k or IRA, so it's funds can be directed to adult children. Or you might consider opening a health savings account to sock away extra money. If money is needed, a parent can withdraw money and pay taxes on it and a penalty if they're under the age of 65. And for parents who have some financial flexibility and are concerned about their children being able to afford housing, think about purchasing an investment property to be able to use if need be. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, knocking on the door of 552 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines, and of course, as always, one final check of the roads and weather before we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Take this message to 5:55, News Radio 92.3. Heads up, Pensacola. We've had quite a show already. 4 o'clock hour, we had Todd Payne in from Pensacola International talking about the TSA pre-check. And then just a few moments ago, Chad Brilliante was in about the big meeting coming up tomorrow over in Santa Rosa County for vets. So it's the career fair meeting is what I'm talking about. So, yeah, we've had a couple of nice guests on, and we appreciate that. Well, we also have Austin Price slide in to take a look at the weather and local traffic. I didn't want to forget you here. And the local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. I didn't want you to feel left out there.
Thanks, bud. Let's see. Right now, we only got one spot giving us trouble, and it's not really a surprise. We got a little bit of backups. If you're traveling eastbound, this is going to be on Gulf Breeze Parkway heading towards Avalon Boulevard. But it's a very small congestion, a fraction of what it was earlier, so it shouldn't hold you up for long. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees still, going to be a low of 78 tonight. Got some rainfall chances, but over the course of the next few days, the chances aren't supposed to break 40%. As for the heat, though, that's going to tick back up. This afternoon's high is 88, but just to give you some frame of reference here, come Saturday, your high is projected to be 93.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, love it every minute of it. Eddie Van Halen's 1982 Kramer electric guitar hits the auction block. Fans ready to own a piece of rock history here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you got a deep wallet. The price is expensive. Here's Michelle.
Eddie Van Halen's 1982 Kramer electric guitar, played during his legendary 1982-83 tours, is hitting the auction block at Sotheby's New York during its first ever Grails Week, October 21st through the 28th. Custom built for Van Halen and based on his iconic Frankenstein design, the red, white, and black guitar is expected to sell for $2 to $3 million. It was last seen on stage in cities including Philadelphia, Caracas, and Buenos Aires before Van Halen gifted it to longtime friend and technician Rudy Laren. Laren later sold it to Motley Crue's Mick Mars, who used it on the band's Dr. Feelgood album. Van Halen died of cancer in 2020. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Harvey Weinstein being tried for a third time by New York prosecutors in a sexual assault case. The disgraced Hollywood producer will be tried again in his case involving Jessica Mann after a jury could not render a verdict back in June. The same jury found Weinstein guilty of sexually assaulting former production assistant Miriam Haley in 2006. The judge vowed not to sentence Weinstein on the charge involving Haley until he is tried again for the charge related to Mann.
Hey, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. President Trump holding plans to put his touch on this year's annual Kennedy Center honors.
That's not going to be controversial at all. How do you think the celebrity-fused crowd is going to welcome him?
Well, all the way from Kiss to Gloria Gaynor and everything in between, you name it, it's going to be a night. Here's Jared Halpern.
President Trump says he will host this year's Kennedy Center honors in December.
And I didn't want to do it, okay? They're going to say he insisted. I did not insist. But I think it will be quite successful, actually.
This year's honorees are country music superstar George Strait, rock and roll band Kiss, actor Sylvester Stallone, Broadway actor Michael Crawford, and disco sensation Gloria Gaynor.
Since 1978, the Kennedy Center Honors have been among the most prestigious awards in the performing arts. I wanted one. I was never able to get one.
President Trump has shaken up leadership at the Kennedy Center and installed himself as chairman of the board. He is pushing for major renovations and removing what he calls woke ideology from programming. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Okay, never knew Billy Joel had a bike shop. Something you learn every day, something new coming across. Well, he has closed that bike shop.
Aww.
And Michelle Polino has an explanation as to why it happened. Darling, I don't
know why. Billy Joel is closing his Long Island motorcycle shop after nearly 15 years. 20th Century Cycles in Oyster Bay will shutter in late September, with Joel auctioning off his collection later this year. His spokesperson says the move comes after he was diagnosed with normal pressure hydrocephalus, a brain disorder that can impact memory, concentration, movement, and balance. The 76-year-old canceled upcoming shows in May after learning of his condition, telling Bill Maher last month he felt good overall but was having trouble with balance. Joel opened the shop in 2010 to maintain, restore, and showcase his dozens of vintage bikes for free. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Changes coming to the selection process for a new Century Town Administrator. One applicant, Lisa Rouse, withdrew her name. Dave Merzen now has been added to that place. The interview is scheduled tomorrow. The council will then select their next administrator on August 19th. So they're getting things done up in Century. Coming up in about 12 minutes or so, Austin and I will take a look at some top trending stories for you and the weather. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to
News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.